a lot of articles on the supposed existence of American POWs remaining in the Vietnam War in Laos in particular. I'm curious what your personal opinion as to the accuracy of the report.
You didn't see Rambo?
Could you repeat that question?
Question. Concerns my view on recurring evidence and reports that there are live Americans in Indochina. This is a very anguishing kind of problem here. First of all, you want to believe. And there is quite a lot of evidence that is given by people that have no ulterior motive. They have no reason to lie. And they're telling things that they have seen. And so you try your best to check out every one of these, and you interrogate refugees and people coming over borders, both people, and you use your own intelligence for third country. You try to find out, is anybody know anything about what is reported here that happened in X city and Y place and Z date? Because of the volume of these reports, people, I think a lot of people believe that there must surely be some kind of cover-up. I have to tell you, I've leaned on DIA and gone into it and had my guys looking through every chapter and verse on it. When there is any basis for credible belief in a live person, and I come away saying that we haven't yet found the evidence. Now, how do I really feel about it? I do think there have to be live Americans over there. And I think that there are things that we haven't yet done that we can do, and we're working on those.
What are we doing in the way of getting those live Americans home?
Well, even an off record session, I don't think I can say really very much about it. There is what is obviously public, and that is we're negotiating with the Vietnamese. And one, I think, success is that we finally got it into their heads that we are not going to talk about normalization or aid programs or anything else until they account for all of our people. I think they didn't believe that in the last administration, and they do now, but that doesn't really go to your question. I think that you can, however, in those negotiations, provide them with a lot of pretext for how they could suddenly, 10 years later, turn up with some live people, that they were defectors, that there were other reasons that it was not the Vietnamese fault and all that, which, you know, whatever they may need, wouldn't bother us. But you have to do more in a way than telling them.
And you've said that the subject of these POWs and MIAs is, quote, the highest national priority. And I believe both of you when you say that. If that's the case, why is it not possible for our government and our intelligence community to determine once and for all whether or not these men are there and to solve the problem? And I say that because the Defense Intelligence Agency, which you mentioned, the former director of it is out running around the country now publicly saying, quote, I believe there are POWs there. Over at the State Department's spokesman 2 weeks ago said, we don't have any evidence that there are POWs there. Now, if this is the highest national priority, why isn't the White House taking the lead and finding out the answers today? Not 5 years from today, but now. We're talking about men who've been there, some cases, 15, 18 years.
I don't think there's any way to give a good answer for that. What you need to do is to have